Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, one thing that we all know about investing is that the stock market doesn't like uncertainty. Yesterday, stocks rallied, and while we weren't certain of the outcome of the election, we knew that the campaign season was over, and I think that's what the markets certainly like. Today, well, this could be a different story. We'll see. Joining us right now is the editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver. Caleb, good morning.
Good morning, and stocks look like they're going to rally again this morning. Investors want this to be over, but it could be a few days. You're sitting right in the hot seat right there in Michigan, but we're seeing an impressive rally in stocks, especially tech stocks, where the NASDAQ is going to open 3.5% or more percent higher, probably because of Proposition 22, which passed in California, that allows Uber, Lyft, and other big companies to treat their contractors like contractors, not employees.
That's really interesting. Now, of course, once we do have a clear winner, who's more likely to have a positive impact on the stock market, Biden or Trump?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. We know that there's going to be a lot more government spending no matter who wins the White House. The Republican bill for stimulus is much smaller than the Democrats. It's about $1 trillion. If Trump wins, that'll pass relatively quickly, and stocks like spending. If Biden wins, we'll see a stimulus package closer to the $2-2.5 trillion that the Democrats wanted, but we won't see it until February or March, maybe. But still, that's spending, and the market likes it. In terms of taxes, Trump will keep those tax rates low for companies, and that's been great for technology stocks and other big companies that bring those profits right to their bottom line, which is translated to higher stock prices. So you win either way right now, but you're going to see some volatility and uncertainty until this is sorted out.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if this stretches into day three, day four, day five of not knowing who the president's going to be, then that could have some negative effects, couldn't it?
Sure. We look back to 2000 when it was Gore versus Bush. We didn't know the outcome for more than a month. Stock market fell 3.5-4% during that time period, eventually recovered. But stocks don't like uncertainty. We've been heading into a whole bunch of it, especially with the coronavirus, still a big concern among Americans and people around the world. But this election was also front and center. We don't have an outcome. Stock's still pounding higher because investors expect more spending.
This all comes, of course, you know, in the fourth quarter where we're heading toward the end of the year. There's going to be a lot of holiday buying more than likely. It'll be interesting to see how all these different things all kind of coalesce in these next several weeks.
Yeah, I mean, consumer spending is key to the U.S. economy no matter what. It's held up very strong. But people are running out of money on the lower income levels, and they're using whatever money they have left to pay the emergency bills and stay out of debt. If they don't get stimulus soon, we could see a drop-off in consumer spending, which could really hurt the stock market. We haven't seen it yet, but it could be coming around the corner.
What does this all mean for investors, though, Caleb, for those of us that are just trying to get through the end of this year?
I know it's hard, but individual investors have to put on the earmuffs right now because this is noisy, loud, lots of headline risk. If you're trading because of the election, you're going to get hurt no matter what. You can't time it right. Sit back, let stocks revert to the mean. That mean is a rise of between 6 and 8% a year every year for the past 50 years on average. Doesn't mean it'll happen this year. Doesn't mean it'll happen next. But be patient unless you need the money soon. If you need the money soon, the stock market's not the place to be. But if you're an individual investor and you have the patience and you have the time, wait this out.
Keep your eye off that stock ticker today, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be green. I have a pretty good feeling, but anything can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Caleb, I always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.